7 horas. got a, we were talking about this fella that moved in up there that bought the Patterson place.
Yeah.
He's an old retired Navy man, and I told him about Mr. Gilbert, and I told Mr. Gilbert about him being a retired Navy man. It seemed like it's going to suit both of them pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a real nice fellow, that fella.
Davidson?
Yes.
You've seen his family?
No, I haven't. He's got a pretty big family. He's got 7 children.
Hmm. Growing up, not small.
He had them all sizes, all ages.
Hmm.
Well, I guess it's $600. $600 don't get a whole feed worth much less than that. I don't believe you can.
No, not now.
Somebody like Ash up there, I know you can't feed him for $600 a year.
Mm.
That booger can put it away.
Mm. He's a big man now.
Well, he was a big eater.
Yeah.
Ash and me.
Oh?
But he'll eat anything you put on the table now. It's not too thick.
We used to have a lot of fillers, you know, syrup and biscuits and things you could fill up on.
Yes.
And meat, of course.
Well, people don't eat that anymore.
No, that's right. They eat expensive stuff.
Yeah, something they can cook in about 2 minutes. And
yeah.
I bet there ain't one woman in 50 that ever makes a biscuit in it.
Oh, no.
They'll buy them already in cans to take on the day.
Well, you know, that makes you eat too much bread. You just sit there and eat biscuits, you know, hot bread.
Had something the other morning for breakfast with some eggs I haven't had in a long time.
Ham?
Nope. Some pure white bacon fry.
Oh, really?
Some dry salt. Some were cured ourselves. It was good, too.
Well, now, Miss Patterson had that all along. She gets it. She gave me a slab of it one day. I was up there.
White bacon? I think she got some maybe from Dorothy and DJ Furlong over there. They killed a hog. That's a half a pound for Zach.
I hadn't seen Mr. Gilbert as long. I didn't know what he was interested in. I love to hear those mule stories that he tells.
You know, I believe Mr. Gilbert is quite as surprised as he was. I just told her I'm going, when they were going fishing the other day, she didn't talk very much like they were going. Kind of intimated that he was. Yes, sir. How many you got there for him? Well, you get him started and he'll really go. He was, most of what he was talking about yesterday were his experiences when he was in the Navy.
Well, is that interesting?
Yes. Pretty much so. Well, you know, I never was in the branch of the service.
It might not. It might be more interesting to you.
I don't believe this is another
short head. That's a half pound.
Do you want a half pound?
Well, I was thinking it wasn't very much.
Yeah, I thought I said a pound, but Fred, I guess. Could you cut me another half pound?
Yes.
Now, they may not eat a bite.
How about apples? You need an apple?
Who told me about buying apples to feed the horses?
Oranges.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
Mr.
Water. I'll eat oranges. I guess horse will, too. Dizzy had a horse once that was He'd eat every cigarette you handed him. Tape and all.
Wouldn't spit out a thing.
No, sir. He chew him right up. Swallow him.
Now, who was that, Fred?
Dizzy, my brother. Mary's husband.
Dizzy?
Yeah, he's a horse man. He always loved horses. He had an old horse out there named Charlie. He was in the rape business. He had those old glass eyes.
Mr. MacWeaver talks about Dizzy somebody, and I never asked him who it was. Did he ever hunt with Mac?
Does he say Dizzy or Dizzy Dare?
Dizzy Dare. Dizzy Dare.
Dizzy Dare was, he was kin to Robert Williams. From Louisiana. Real dark complected, like Robert.
Yeah.
Little short fella. He did a lot of fox hunting with Mac.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dizzy Dare. It was his name there?
D-E-S-I.
Oh.
D-A-R-E.
Oh.
French, I guess.
Oh, I see. That's his first name?
His name was Steve Dizzy Dare.
Oh, I see. So, and that's what you all called him, Dizzy Dare?
Yeah.
Well, did he move off from here?
Yeah, they moved back to Louisiana.
I see. And that's where he come from?
Yeah.
But while he's here, he used to hunt with Mac Weaver.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, he was quite a character?
Yeah, he was, loved to hunt, loved baseball. He took that baseball right to heart if he got to.
Is that right?
Cheering too much for the other side, well,
yeah.
He'd just soon whip out a knife about that long and chase some of them off the bench or something like that.
Is that right?
Stephen Dizzy.
Stephen Dizzy.
I guess he was what you call a
Creole.
I reckon so.
I don't know. It's just
they,
a word.
Real old. They're like a bunch of people. Real dark.
Just a word for me. To me. I just heard of them.
You want me to fork catch this? Can
you eat all these your dogs?
No, sir. I wouldn't have them. Wouldn't be that lemon. I can't keep that mess home.
Huh?
I can't keep him home.
He just follows you.
If I time, he'll be all right. But I don't bother about time now.
Well, he can take care of himself.
Yes, and he can take care of himself.
And he don't bother nothing?
No, sir, he don't bother nothing. He got sense enough.
Oh, I've seen him around. He looks like he's...
Ain't this Mr. Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm Guy Miles.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I live over there in front of Miss Bessie.
That's your wife, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know Miss Bessie. Yes, sir. Well, you got a nice wife. I declare she don't pass by unless she's speaking to me.
Miss Bessie and Miss Liza, they're my neighbors over there.
Oh,
you know.
Them are my neighbors, too. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid this town is going to the dogs.
Here's several good specimens right here.
Yes, yes, I guess I better.
You better get an eggplant here, Faye.
Take them all if you want.
Uh-oh. I guess I better go.
Well, you get an eggplant and cook it.
Oh, you love them.
They're closest to good eating we have, Bob.
Scared of one of the dogs already.
Just want to know.
Well, you think we're going to have a peace negotiated over there? I see the headline say Saigon willing to negotiate talk peace with Viet Cong.
Yeah. Well, that's,
I hope so.
That's a good bet. I don't think they want too much peace.
I don't think so. We've been fighting over for about 4 years, man.
Yeah. Just thrive on it. They haven't gotten the movement on the way over there to stop it, have they? Like they have here.
No. They could stop it from there.
Water line comes from this house up yonder down here, and it's right in the corner out there, and they have broken.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a lot of trouble there. You got to go to.
Now, you can use that water line for supply nine keys. Any
yeah.
one of them.
Either way or
break
down.
Down.
And, in other words, that house, this house, Emmy's house, and Ben's house can all, if one well goes out, we ain't got it fixed where we can take care of them all.
Well, you know that's worthwhile, isn't it?
We have taken care of this house, and my sister's house, and my niece's house.
Yeah.
On that well up there.
Yeah, I remember.
They would go out, and we just hook up.
Yeah, I remember that.
We didn't have but two wells, so we got three now.
Yeah, and we got two plus. We got a super. we could just use these other wells for extras.
Well, you don't wear that hat on special occasions.
I left my other one somewhere, and I haven't got but one, and Sears has quit selling them.
And he wears that on Thanksgiving.
I tell you
what,
you
can
go buy one. Chitties. Now, you can buy them there.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir, you can buy them. I went in there the other day. Yeah.
Are you talking about your hat or mine?
Mine. I went in there not long ago.
$25.
I said, I want a hat. And that, and that, you want my hat and all like that. Well, the hats I've been getting has been $12.50 to $13, you know. Anyway, I found it. And I said, I think this is all right. And he said, well, this is a nice hat. So when I put it up, I was $25. Oh my goodness, I did want to tell him. I said, well, I decided I don't like it, but I said, maybe that'll last the balance of my life. This year I had here, but I bought it.
You better treat that.
2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And
he better treat that kind,
this hat. It's made by Stetson, but it's not got no Stetson name in it. And I want to give $10 for the hat.
Yeah.
I want to give $10 for that.
Yeah. Well, now, what happened to that? You don't sweat them, do you?
No. I spilt something on there, and I never got it off.
I got
you know,
stuff in there. I just put it in a pan or a bucket or something, throw that stuff all over it and hang it out and take it to that open.
This is not reject from a good hat. That's one that didn't pass.
Well, you know, that's just getting sort of broke in, you see, where it looks like it's be comfortable to wear.
Yeah, it is. I like to wear it. I didn't like it for a long time, but I like it now. It's kind of got set to my head, I reckon.
Yeah.
My daddy used to say, he said, all right, now y'all put my hat on my head where it feels right to give you a quart. And he'd say it everywhere in the world. And he could take the brim and look like he'd just fall in place.
Yeah.
But we couldn't put it on there right.
Last time the old man was at my house, and despite her daddy was a very nice old man.
Yeah, you couldn't
do
without
her. I don't see how in the world she come by where she is, but then nevertheless, you won't
talk
about
that. Well, I'm just liking guys.
Well, one of my children up there, they said, this little girl, named Faith. She said, she's like all of us, but she has all our good qualities and none of our bad.
Oh,
that's unusual.
Went through all that, and the old man's hat was looked kind of bad, kind of rough. And I went in a place there and bought him a big black Stetson hat. Paid $10 for it. Boy, that was a big price for a hat then. He left me his hat when he died, and I kept it, for 10 years, and I'd give it to somebody.
Your daddy wore that. Your daddy.
That was her daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Gave you the hat?
Yeah. I gave it to him, waiting 3-4 months before he died.
You know, I haven't had a good felt hat in years and years and years. I used to wear them all the time. But I remember it took so long to get one where it looked like it fit your head. And I learned a long time after that if you get you can buy a hat to fit your head. But they don't stock them all the time. You just, have to take what you got in stock. And that may not fit your head.
Papa, what kind of
dog do
they have?
But you really have to break them in. You wear hats, Paul?
No. He never had before. He told Mabel when he was a little boy that he wanted a hat.
Yeah.
Mabel went down and bought him a hat, and he went to the picture show and sat down and eat it up. And he never had
none of that one.
Girl, my daddy loved his hat. Whenever he got up every morning, he reached up on the head of the bed, got his hat, and put it on his head. Then he put on his clothes, put on his shoes.
Yeah.
But that at night, he'd go in and go to bed, he put his shoes off and his clothes off, and just before he turned the cover back to get in, pulled his hat off and laid up on top of that head of that bed.
Well, now
he wore his hat.
Mabel, I never knew anybody quite that went that far, but when I was growing up, we all wore hats just all the time.
And
but he went to his meals, he pulled his hat off.
Yeah.
But as quick as he got up from that table, he got that hat and put it back on his head.
Well, I never quite understood that. Now, why does a fellow want to wear his hat on?
I don't know. He just in the habit of it, and he wore it, too.
Yeah.
That is a symbol, I think. Back 50 or 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, instead of some old manhood, at least the way I understood it.
Yeah. Fella had his hat on.
Yeah, well, he had a little old boy, he had to have his hat too, not mess with a boy's cap.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, they wore a little old cap, and buddy, when they have that size, you can't fight you.
Oh, yes, and somebody come up behind you and snatch that cap off.
People used to get my hat, and make me just rave for my hat,
Yeah.
Take it off, and I said,
and sew it,
and I get home, if anybody take my head off, and right now it makes me as mad as a dickens if anybody come over.
We
and
do.
My head off.
We do all the time.
Landon now knock his head off. It makes him mad.
I had to wear one in service, but today I went to the gig. I pulled off that blouse and that hat and threw them both off.
I'm glad you did.
When I come back out of service, all I had was what I had on, them army clothes. And I went to a friend that day of mine, just a farmer, and I asked him, I said, Sam, I said, have you got any money? He says, no, but says I can get some. I said, well, I want some clothes. He said, how much money do you want? I said, $100.
That boy would be out of there in a minute.
I didn't know he was a telephone boy. One of you.
Who is that?
And Mr. Don.
Oh.
Over here. Now.
Oh, then I forgot to bring the drug.
Paul, well, I'll take the
gum and talk to you in a minute.
No, I can't stand to talk to her.
Meanie, she cried.
I can say, but if she's going to
get her.
them in the back.
I like this little ramp.
That's the worst little shoes off I have ever seen.
They just don't like shoes.
They get, they'll be, now that Mary, that oldest one, walk in that door and she walk out, them shoes never stop.
Yeah.
I don't know where she can do it. But time her foot hits the house, she pulls the shoes off. And that gal just went in there to the telephone and had his shoes off. She's busting them in the back and then you're cracking new shoes.
I gotta get some new shoes.
Oh, he just.
Mine's gonna be
dryer work.
What, honey? Do you have a dryer?
Dry.
You're not on
the
line.
No, I have no dryer, honey.
I'm going to put this out in the water and just post it down the line. Meanwhile, I'm going up there and see that girl.
Okay, go right ahead.
But I don't know.
Have they brought the furniture out there?
They got a big van out there, haven't they?
Van, that thing? Well, I imagine that.
He's out there just mowing his lawn.
And, he's doing a pretty good job. He had never done nothing like that before.
He hasn't.
I don't think he has. And,
his boy was out there helping.
But it sounds good to hear that train
going.
Yeah. It's just all the difference in the world of feeling I got of those people.
Yeah.
Than I had of the other craft.
Yeah.
When he got that tractor out and all, I was miserable because the way he treated the stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew it wasn't paid for and I knew he had more in it than they did. And it just, I don't know, looked like he ever said it everything that they told me. And they got that tractor out, looked like to me, I couldn't hardly stand it because he messed with it so bad.
Well, you never let on, though, Mabel. Nobody could tell it. I never could tell it from listening to you. From the way you talk and all.
Well, I tell you, guy, I hide my feelings pretty well here. Now, I'm telling you, sometimes Phil, not often, that he irks me the wrong way, but nobody never knows.
I never
put it in words.
That's the way a person ought to be. Mabel,
I heard of. Years ago, I was awful young. Well, we married in 23, and that was in 25. And this Ms. McGarra is one of the finest persons you most ever seen. And she and one woman, Ms. Herlon up there, their English all the time was just perfect. You never heard a slang or nothing out of one of them. But Ms. McGarra was like that, and she was hurt with a husband, word to death what was the matter. That he was a big, he had a big plantation and he worked with him, you know, and how many men.
You don't become all day long.
How many men that he worked. And in the winter and time, Christmas time, bigger the family a nigga had, more money you lend it, you see, to farm the next year, you see, and own half crops and all. And I don't know the houses that he didn't have it. Niggas had had, well, he had lent this nigga a lot of money over the, for Christmas. And he ran away and left. And Mr. McGarra had an idea where he was at, and he left to go hunting. And so Ms. McGarra was scared that maybe he'd kill the nigga would kill him. And she tried to keep him going, and he hurt her feelings. And I was stopped by there for something, and she was crying. And she told me about it. And now, I said, of course, I expressed my opinion what I would do. She says, always remember, honey, it's you that said, if you don't say it, you don't have to take it back.
Yeah.
And says, it's you that keeps the peace in the home.
Yeah.
And I have thought about that ever since. Now, that was a good advice.
Yeah.
And if you don't say it, you've got nothing to be sorry for, have you?
No, and the thing about it is, all those things you pop off about are not, they're not important.
Yes, sir.
They're something that just comes up and all over with, you see, and there's no use to let on.
Mm-hmm.
Did he come back? Did the man come back?
That's done, huh? Yeah, he came back. He got back all right.
Did he kill his cousin?
No, he brought that nigga back. He brought it back with him.
Mm-hmm.
But they were people. At the one time that we hit a hog, he had on one side of the road was a barn, and I mean it was a barn. See, did all the work then with me, and across the other side was the house. And this hog had got out, and a great big brood sale, and I mean it was a red pulling kind.
We kind of watched the hog this way. And I believe I hit it. I don't know. But anyway, somehow a vehicle hit it and killed it. And you know, he would let us stay to that hog. He was just that kind of person. You know, he couldn't be there.
Yes, sir.
But they were mighty nice people, and but I've always thought about that. If you don't say it, you don't have to take it back. And as my daddy said, they don't care what you try to take back, you can't take it back. It don't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, God, a week before he died, I got mad and I was going to write somebody a hot letter. He said, don't never write nobody a letter. Insulting letter, he says, because says anything looks heap worse on paper
yeah.
than it does when you say it. So if you don't like it, tell them about it, but don't put it on paper.
Yeah.
He says anything on paper looks mighty bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen a good number of people, you know, some would come up and look like it jar them, but you couldn't tell it.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep right on just as even as can be. I could just name them. Some people.
And I don't try to take my feelings out on nobody, but some people can get word with somebody else and upset, and they'll take it out on somebody else.
That's right.
Ian is talking about somebody in Micanopy, you know, that's kind of well thought of person over there. I said this the other day, I guess they're cleaning the church up there. And say she was a righteous and just looked like she just proud of that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like that. They get mad.
Me.
Me,
Smith.
I'm going
to see Ricky.
Yeah.
Okay, honey, now be particular.
You see
honey.
The one that just got married?
Yeah. So maybe her husband and her got a close up eye on her. And she says, yes, they look like she just spied on the world.
Yeah.
But I try not to. I've had that thing of that, big mama, are you mad? I tell her, no, just a little bit nuts.
She mad.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. She been making everybody mad for the last 2 or 3 days. That's right, she got one.
That's my good girl.
Man, talking when we were listening to TV. Kept on talking.
Well, you were laughing. Big mama, all dogs in the neighborhood were up this morning.
Up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
So Mr. Smokey Joe, you know, he goes
climb up in the window.
And so he started barking and this old dog stayed out in front of our house for about 15 or 20 minutes just staring. And so you know, of course when there's a dog
around, you gotta climb all over you.
Gonna stay there and watch him, Smokey. He goes, and so he jumped in the window and it was so cute. We paddled them.
Maybe you got such fine company. I enjoy them.
I'm going in there use that telephone.
I'll get it.
I'll
get it next time. It's perfect. All right. I don't need to. I've got to get a little water after a while.
You're welcome. You got 3 of those big jugs.
Oh, that great big one.
5 gallons.
Yeah. I think these little these you give me, you know, you gave me several of those others.
I'm gonna whip right in, buddy. Let's get it.
Mabel, I need to get home. Faye's over there waiting for me.
Young as ours, you know, they want to go up yonder middle now, you know, it's enough chillin' up there. They just have to get out in that backyard a while ago and Kathy and their first cousin was over here, boy, that Bill Denton. And they all got out there in the yard and they messed around out there on them trees, you know. Reckon he'll tell them boys down here like a drove horses.
They just couldn't stand it, could they?
They couldn't stand it. They just tickle them to death.
Now, did you ever see grass put up this
way? I never did.
This was just as brown as it was in January.
Yeah. I never saw anything like it.
And he'd come up. Mm-hmm. And my little old calves down there don't care where they come up neat or not.
No.
They'd rather stay out there and pick that grass.
You want a piece of fruit cake with some lambo?
Oh, I couldn't stand this side of it. I went over there and Faye had some children out there, and we sat out there in the woods and ate sandwiches. And you know what you do after you get through, you just keep
out in the woods. I just don't want to look at it. I couldn't look at anything. This water tastes better than that over at Roberts. Now, Roberts got a deep well, and he's got those purifiers on it, see, on account of the candy, so that it's always the same. But this water has a little better, to me, it had a little better taste. Now, could you sort of, how is that?
I don't know. Paul said that that it was the best water that he tested. He said that he tested it, and he says, oh my goodness, says this year must not be right, says this year's too pure water. I haven't tested no water like this around here.
Yeah.
Said he threw the whole thing away and started over again and said it tested good. Said it was the best water that they had tested anywhere.
Yeah. Yes, I could tell this morning when I was sitting out here, they was getting off heads on their mind.
Two or three times, you know, yesterday asking about them.
Yeah.
But guys telling their other aunt, their aunt over there, Juanita's aunt.
Yeah, Ms. Denton.
Ms. Denton's sister-in-law.
I don't know where.
That was in Dark Valley. If you ever have a sort of thing, sharp tenant over there now, he's got the equipment to do it with. He's got one machine over there that costs about $3,000 one, I believe.
Oh, there's no place for me to take my old stuff, but where is that?
Well, you know how we went to Miss Denton.
Yeah.
Well, you know where the old Baptist church was.
Yeah.
Well, you go, you turn that like you're going to Miss Denton,
yeah.
And it's in second house on the right, green house.
Well, what's he doing with tools like that?
I don't know, but
that was what he done before he got a job up at the university.
Yeah.
And I'd send saws down there to fix, you know, and oh, they were rotten. One day I was down there and I told Charlie McCann, I said, Charlie, I said, do you want a man that can fix saws or and any of them? It don't make no difference what kind of saw it is he can fix them. And he says, McCann says, I sure do. He says, we tried to sell here and said, we haven't got anybody. I said, I'll send a man up there to talk to you. And I went by there and he'd asked me once before, Ring, he could get a job up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been filing souls ever since he's been up there, sharpening
knives.
Yeah. Anything they got to sharpen, why he fixes it.
It'd be nice to know where his shop is. You could
that's where he's got a nice block shop out there in the yard.
Yeah, he's got
he
a shop out there.
He works at university and then fixes the saws that he makes about $100 a week.
A little bit bigger place than
sawmill people and everybody brings in here.
Oh, he's a regular. He's a regular. Sawmill saw filer, that's what he is. He's a good soldier too. He lost his leg, fell in the carriage, pushed him in the sawing.
Oh, I don't know why that didn't happen more than it did.
Well, I don't either. And in all of my wake, that's the only thing that I can show that I've had done that finger knocked off.
They just lived a charmed life, baby. Them saw around them sawmill.
Wow.
Why, I can remember when we used to get out and cut wood on one of them saws. Just open. All we had to do was just turn an ankle or a foot or something, you know, and it wasn't a thing between them.
When I first when I first started in business for myself, nothing but just a boy. And so afraid that I wasn't going to make it, you know. So I worked day and night.
Uh-huh.
And I sold shingles at night. And I know a lot of time that I've been I've been asleep holding that block up, that shingle, running. And hand that
I tell you, it's just charmed life.
Yes, sir. I don't see how in the world. And I have never seen a shingle Sawyer in my life that didn't have two, three of his fingers cut off.
Yeah.
You would enjoy that. I did. Well, you know, I met Wood come to the woods down there one time, you know, and watched them, and looked like they got so much out of it.
Yeah.
To see them working.
Well, I was brought up around an old sawmill.
You were?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, you know,
one of my other recollections, one of my playmates, you know, he's the older brother of one of my playmates. They was out there logging in the woods, you see. Log got in and just smashed him flat. Of course, that's not a pleasant regulation, but we just brought up on it.
We used to have an old nigger that...
I used to play around an old logging wagon, you know, with them trestles on it and them... Oh, I can bring back all them things with them little things we used. Didn't use much in the forks, you know, and we'd stick them on the back of the wagon. You know, that you can hold and move one with. Got a hook in it. Can't hook, no things like
that. Well, there's a lot of ways to log, and there's a lot that I've never did.
Yeah.
That's water logging, you know, drifting and rafting down the river. I never did any of that. I've logged with these big wheels. I logged with drays.
I was sitting in Jacksonville one time in the lumberman's office, and it was some men in there talking. One of them in there knew who I was, but these other men didn't. And they were talking about sawmill man in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
To get timber that nobody else could get, because what other folks leave says he'll get it.
Yeah.
And they was in that talking, me sitting in there and waiting and listening up.
Yeah.
There was that Taylor's office there. What was his first name?
Clyde Taylor. Well, that's about. I never cut very much timber in my life. It wasn't that way. It was hard to get. You had to figure out the best way to get it to the railroad, or build roads in there and get it, something or other. But I never seen none. I couldn't get them. Now, when you get it out of that open oak swamp, you see, our head tree was generally try to get them 60-70 feet.
Uh-huh.
And you pick up a log like that and sometimes swap ends with it. You carried up, put it high, loading it on the train. And they catch one by the end to turn it around and do something with it. And the tongs dropped it. And I guess it was 40 feet. And it was something like that big around at the butt. It went right straight down. And I got a pole, I reckon about 16 feet long, something like that. And I tried to find it, but I couldn't.